2. I will call out the verse as we go. I'm going to skip a few verses just for the sake of time and to get us where we need to be into the text. But we're going to be in Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 22. I just want to share something with you this morning. When you have heard about Jesus, you have to make a choice. When you've heard about Jesus, you have to make a choice. I kind of snickle at that a little bit. We was in Sunday school. I walked in and Brother Jerry was teaching on this same exact thing that the Lord's laid on my heart this week. So when you hear about Jesus, you have to make a choice. As we come this morning, I want you to know that I thank God that I've made a choice. Amen? But I thank God this morning I've made the right choice and made Him my Lord and Savior. Acts chapter number 2 and verse number 22, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. When you hear about Jesus, you have to make a choice. The Bible says in verse 22, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up." Hallelujah. "Having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." In verse 36, the Bible says, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." In verse 37, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, Lord, I thank you for this text. I thank you for the Word of God this morning. Lord, I pray this morning that you sit down amongst us this morning in a mighty way. Father, I pray you'd minister our hearts. Lord, I pray this morning that we would do something with you this morning, Father. Lord God, this morning we do have a choice. We do have a will this morning, Father. And Father, I thank you that you don't overdo a man's will, but you give us a free will this morning to either accept you or to decline you this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning as we get into the text that they say, "What must we do to be saved?" Lord God, this morning I pray, Father God, that they may be somebody in this place that has on their mind when they walked in this morning that they need to do business with you this morning. Father, I pray that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. I pray that the Holy Ghost of heaven sit down in this place. Lord, I pray it ministers to the hearts of your people. And Lord, I pray this morning that we be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory that you deserve. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for this time of the we can come in and we can worship the name of Jesus Christ. Bless this word. Bless the hearers in Jesus' precious holy name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come in, when you hear about Jesus, you have a choice. We see in verse number 22, he said, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words." He said, "I want you to hear the words of what the Bible says." This morning, as you go from there to verse number 37, after Peter got done speaking to the crowd, here's what was said. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart," or they were just disturbed in their heart. They had something that pricked them, that the word that they heard this morning. I thank God for good singing, don't you? I thank God this morning for Sunday school. I thank God for everything that goes in the house of God. Hey, but I want you to know this morning, I thank God most of all for the Word of God this morning. When that open Bible was opened up and the Word of God is read and it is preached and it is expounded on, I want you to know at that moment that a person, man, woman, boy, or girl, hey, can get under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Friends, this morning I want you to know any time in your life you can get to that place with the Holy Spirit of God. He has free reign, as here in the book of Acts. He can go inside of a man or a woman and he can search that heart, he can search that soul. Hey, but when we get here this morning, we see in verse number 37 what the Bible says. It says, "Now when they heard this," what did they hear? They heard the Word of God. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren." Hey, stop right there. And he said, "Men and brethren." They wanted to know something. They said, "What shall we do?" I see, number one, when you hear about Jesus, number one, there's a response that comes. There's a response that comes to that person's heart. When you hear that Word of God, you must respond to it. There's two ways you can respond to the Word of God. Number one, you can respond in rejection. and reject that word of God and not do nothing with it. Hey, but number two, you can respond to it in a way that you accept that word of God and you know that something needs to be done in your life. As we get here this morning, I want to show you how they responded to the word of God. I thank God that that same word that's here is the same word that we preach today, and you can respond to that word of God. You say, preacher, what does it take to respond to that word of God? All it takes is a man or a woman willing to hear what the word of God says. When they got here, he didn't sugarcoat it. He told them, I want you to know the one that you slew and the one that you hung on that tree, I want you to know he died for your sins. Friends, this morning he died for all mankind. He didn't leave nobody out when he went to the cross of Calvary. He died for everybody. And this morning he gives everybody this in the world that we live in. I want you to know he gives them an opportunity to respond to the gospel message. But when we get here this morning, they said, what shall we do? What are we going to do with what's going on the inside? What are we going to do with what's going on? And I thank God this morning that Peter didn't lie to them. He didn't sugarcoat it. Hey, but he told them the word of God. And this morning, I thank God that we stand in this place and the Holy Spirit's real in here. Can I get a witness this morning? Hey, the Bible says, look what he says, what old Peter said here. Hey, once he was a coward, now he's a mighty man of God. Now he's a mighty man of God standing. Look what he says. Peter said unto them, number one, right out of the gate, he said, I want you to repent. He said, then Peter said unto them, repent. You know what repent is? It's not remorse. It's not regret that you got caught. Hey, but repentance is a true change. You have a mindset. You've repented. You say, Lord God, I realize that I've wronged you and I'm not doing what you called me to do. You realize in your mind that there's enmity between you and God. There's separation between you and God. Hey, but the Spirit of God is dealing with the heart of man. And as we get here in the book of Acts, these men, women, boys and girls, they're here and they've heard Peter preach on the day of Pentecost, and here's what he tells them. He says, if you want to do business with God, number one, you must repent. You must get to that place in your life that you realize that there's sin in your life. You know, a person can't be saved if they don't realize that they're a sinner. Can I get an amen? Hey, if you don't know what to be saved from, why must you repent? To repent is to have a change of mind. You realize what you've read and what you've heard, that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth and He is the life. And if we're going to do business with God and we have a choice to do that, number one thing that we must do is repent. We must get to that place in our life. He says, repent there. Peter said, I want you to repent. I want you to have a change of mind. Have a change of mind about the things of God. You know what we preach a lot of times, and a lot of times we leave out. If you listen to a lot of preachers preach, or if you listen to a lot of TV evangelists, hey, they'll leave out that word of repentance. They say, all you've got to do is believe. Friends, this morning I want you to know, you must repent. You must realize that you're in the center in the hands of an angry God. And He's said that in your life. And He's wanting you to change. He's wanting you to repent. He's wanting you to turn to Him. This morning, I thank God that when repentance comes, there is a change in a person's life. True Holy Ghost repentance when it comes to a person's life. You cannot repent unless you realize you have something to repent for. And this morning, He says, then Peter said unto them, if you're going to do business with God, you have a choice, number one, to make a response. And here's the response, he said. Number one, you must repent. And then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Preacher, what does that mean? That whole sin is removed in your life. When you're born again and you ask Jesus to come into your life, at that moment, I want you to know, in the twinkling of an eye, that quick, I want you, whoo, glory, amen. It's that quick when He saves somebody. You don't come to an altar and do business with God and make a choice that He be your Lord and Savior, and then it takes 2 years or takes 2 months. I want you to know, when you call on the name of the Lord and you sincerely repent and you ask Jesus to come into your life, immediately He comes in to that believer's life. Immediately He comes in. Friends, I want you to know, He said, if you will repent, He will come in. Amen. There is a repentance that goes on. You know what repentance is not, though? Repentance is not that you're sorry you got caught. That's not repentance. That's remorse. Well, I'm so sorry. Then you go right back and do it again. Repentance is when you realize you've been caught up with and you're wrong God, and you need to make new with God and you need to make things right in your life. I've told this story many a times, and the Lord's leading me down this road. We're talking about a response that must be made. You have a choice. I'll never forget, and I may have told this a couple of weeks ago. I was talking about one time about a lady that had Alzheimer's, and then she couldn't remember, and I was telling it in a story. And when I got home, my wife said, evidently you may be on the same verge of that because you told that same story last Sunday. Friends, I want you to know the Holy Spirit of God is in this place. And when he comes to your life, he'll call on you to repent. He'll call on you to get right with God. I want you to know the church shouldn't be made up with a bunch of lost folks. It should be made up with people that are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that has repented and asked God to come into their life. I want you to know, yes, lost people are invited to the church. We invite them to come in. But I want you to know the church is not made up of people that is lost, but the church is made up of people that is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that has been baptized in the name of Jesus into the body of Christ. That's what the Bible says. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Friends, this morning I want you to know, he said, I want you to do something in your life. Not only do I want you to repent, but I want you to make it public. And how do they make that public? It's by baptism. When you go through that baptismal waters, it makes it public in our life. It makes it public to all the world to see that I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. Friends, that shows the death, burial, and resurrection. I thank God in my life there was a day that I repented, that I got down on my knees before a just God. I want you to know this morning, there's not one thing fair about God. If you're looking for a fair God, you won't find him here. We don't serve a fair God, Brother JD. We serve a just God. If we served a fair God, every one of us would get what we deserve, and we deserve hell. Hey, but we don't serve a fair God. We serve a just God. And he said that if you'll repent and call on the name of the Lord, you can be saved. Amen. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. He said, then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there importance in the name of Jesus? Oh, yes, there's importance in the name of Jesus. Why, preacher? Let me turn you over here with me, if you will, to Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 12. Woo, glory. I wish you could feel, Brother Jerry said it this morning. I wish you could feel what I feel right now. Woo, down in my bones. Know what? Did you just repent one time, preacher? Man, I got to repent daily. I mess up daily, amen. I don't lose my salvation, but I sure do get back in fellowship with him the way I need to be. Know what the Bible says in Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 12? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. At the name of Jesus. He says, so here it is. When you hear about Jesus, you have a choice, number one, to respond. You can respond to it either negatively and not come to him, or you can respond to him positive and come to him and repent. He says, if you will repent, if you'll get to that place in your life that you will repent and get to that place where you get total freedom and you ask God to come into your life. Lord God, I repent. I am sorry for what I've done. I've turned from them ways, and I want you to move in my life like never before. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? Well, I've slipped. Hey, listen, repentance is daily. Repentance, man, I'm telling you what. If you mess up, the Holy Spirit will let you know. And what do I do, preacher? I repent and get my life back right with God. I get right back in right standing with him. Let me give you this. Number one, he said repent. Let me show you this, though. When you want to get, you have a choice. Number one, to repent. Number two, you have a choice to receive. To receive. You know, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. Salvation must be received. When you repent, you must receive. I've heard the story said many times, and I'll probably agree with it. Said, if you're looking for God, just go to the county jail. Everybody leaves him there when they get out. I'll probably agree with that. Been there, done that. Can I get a witness? Met him there, left him when I got out. I understand that. Just wanted jailhouse religion just to get me out. I agree with that. I agree with that to a little bit. But let me give you this. When you truly repent and you truly receive him, you can't lay him down. He's bigger than you. He's bigger than me. I want to show you this in the text. Number one, he says to repent. But number two, he says to receive. To receive that free gift of salvation. I can't tell you how it works. I know what the Bible says, but I cannot tell you why, how. I'm not sharp enough. He's a whole lot bigger than I am. I can't tell you how a person can come to an old-timey altar under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, get down to that altar, and everything that comes to their mind, that comes to their heart, that they know standing between them and God, as the old saying goes, they don't come out of their closet, they clean it out. And you get in that altar, as they did here on the day of Pentecost, and you truly repent, and you ask Jesus to come into your life. I don't know how it works that a drunk gets up and he's no longer a drunkard. I don't know how a drug addict gets up and he's no longer a drug addict. I don't know how a man or woman that was in an adulterous relationship get up and they're no longer... I don't know how all that works. But I know that when an individual truly gets under Holy Ghost conviction and they truly repent and they receive salvation, there is a change in their life. That is a choice that they've made with Jesus, and He holds up His end of the deal. I don't know how it works, but I know it works, and I know it's instantaneously. I mean, it's like that. It comes up on you. And He says this in verse number 41. Let me give you this. Here's verse 41. Then they that gladly received His word. What did you do? You gladly received it. That day that I got saved, I would not say that I gladly received it, but it didn't come easy. There was a death that took place that day in my life. There was a death. They was a barrel, Brother Roy, that day. If you could have been there, brother, I know you've been there. You've been there. You may never been to Damascus, but you've been on the Damascus Road. Can I get an amen? You know what it is to be going through hell, now going to heaven. And woo, glory. And I know that day that I went to that altar, there was a death that took place in that place. You listen to me. I didn't get restored that day. I didn't get none of that. I got resurrected from the dead. The Bible says that I was dead in my trespasses and sins. I was dead, and there was a payday coming, and hell was that payday. And when I went to that altar and I repented, man, I'm telling you, I got on my knees before God and I'm begging you, if you've not done that this morning, I beseech you therefore, brother, to get to that place where you repent and get that peace in your life that passes all understanding. Man, all I know is when I went to that altar that day, I told God, Lord God, if what that preacher's telling me is true, I want you to come into my life. And I repented that day and I asked Him to come into my life and to save me. And I received at that moment salvation, a free gift. Not one thing I did to earn it. All I done is I was honest with what He was bringing to me. I brought it all to the table and I said, here you go. If you can use a mess like me, if you can use somebody like me, if you can lose a mess up like me, if you can use me, use me. But more, if you can't use me, at least save me. Amen. I can't keep going the way that I'm going. I'm talking to somebody this morning. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You say, I'm tired of living this life. I'm tired of being a fake. I'm tired of being a failure. I want to come out of this place this morning forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Whoa, glory. Man, there's something to get shouting about. Man, there's people dying every day that's going to hell. You don't have to sit in a church service and die that way. You can sit in here and come out alive. Amen. I just can't get over it. Then they, verse 41, then they, I noticed when I read then they, wasn't everybody. There's a lot of people there at the day of Pentecost, wasn't everybody. And they was at it about 3,000 souls, not 3,000, about 3,000. Could have been about. So this morning I understand the gospel that not everybody will make the right choice. But I want you to know I preach a gospel that everybody gets an opportunity to make the right choice. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, glory. Then they, read with me right here. Then they, in verse 41, that gladly received His word. You know, preaching like this irritates people. It irritates them. Gets under their skin. Gets under their skin if they're not living right with God and know they've got an unrepentant heart and it needs to be repented. It needs to get right with the Lord. Look what the Bible says. Then they that gladly received His word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So I see that souls can't be added unless that person repents. Repents. Repentance is that change, that continued change in your mind. Do you slip up, Pastor? Do not ask my wife over here. I'm talking about you make a response, you repent, and you receive. My heart doctor called me. I'll share this with you. My heart doctor called me. Called her. We talked. She ain't this tall. Little short thing. And I hated going to that doctor. This week, Friday, I hated going. Stayed at the doctor's office all day Friday. I hated going. Brian said, why you hate going? I said, she's going to chew me out. She ain't that tall. She ought not be able to chew me out. She didn't, listen to me. Listen to me. She didn't choose me. I chose her to be my doctor. To be my heart doctor. She's available for anybody. But I chose her to be my heart doctor. I could have chose anybody else that I wanted to choose. I had a list of them, but for some reason we chose her and that's who we went with. And we went in there and sat down and she said, you been having any problems? I said, I'm 42 and feel like I'm 18. And I looked over there and Brandy's sitting there and she gives me that look like, you're lying and you need to confess up right now. And she said, sir, did I understand you correctly that you feel like you're 18? I said, yes, ma'am, I sure do. Brandy said, well, if he's not going to tell you, I will. And she went in spilling the beans of some things, telling what she thought needed to be told. And she told me, she said, when you leave here, I'm going to let you go get you blood drawn. I said, oh, goodness gracious alive, no, not blood. You scared of the needle, preacher? Oh, no, no. You scared of getting poked, Brother Jake? No. But your blood don't lie. Whatever's in the blood will show up when they pull it. What I'm trying to tell you this morning, if you've repented and you've called on the name of the Lord, it ought to show up. If they poured a blood test this morning that Jesus Christ is your Father, it'd show up this morning if He poured a sample on you in this place this morning. And as I got to that place, I went in there and they poked my arm and they got it done. She said, I'll call you Monday with the results and get back with you. I said, that'll be fine. Friday evening, she called me. Here's the part I'm talking about, that when you repent and you receive. She called me Friday evening. I thought, this is kind of odd. She told me Monday. What's the problem? And when I asked her the phone, she had urgency in her voice. And I said, hello? She said, is this Mr. Mills? I said, yes, ma'am, it sure is. How are you doing? She said, I'm doing fine. She said, I've called you in some medicine at the pharmacy, and you need to go take it immediately and get it in your system immediately. I said, well, I'm pretty busy. Now, listen to me. You're looking at a boy from Detroit. I got my PhD as post-hole digger, amen? And y'all can tell that in my preaching. But I know that I've repented and I've been redeemed. You hear me? Now, there's a lot of people a lot smarter than I am, and I give it to them. Thank God for them. That we need people like that. But I need the simplicity of the gospel. Here I am, an old boy from Detroit, going to tell this doctor that's been to school, like I try to tell Sister Shannon, because she's my doctor as well, what really needs to go on, you know? Same way we do God. And I said, ma'am, I'm really busy this evening and pretty busy tomorrow. Tell you what, I'll go get it Monday and I'll do something about it Monday. And she said, Mr. Mills, I don't think you understood me. That medicine's been called in today. And whatever you got going on is not more important than what you need to be taking. And you get over there to get well and you get that medicine and you get it in. When do I need to start taking it? Immediately. I said, okay. I got off the phone, looked at Brandy. I said, boy, she's awful rude, wasn't she? She said, well, listen to me now. Listen to me. I said, she was awful rude. She said, if you had done what she told you to do, she wouldn't have to talk to you the way she talked to you. This morning, all I'm trying to tell somebody in this room, if you'll do what God tells you to do, He won't have to talk to you the way He talks to you. If you'll just do what God tells you to do, the Holy Ghost won't whoop you the way He's been whooping you. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because He whoops me up one side and down the other every day of my life. And as we come here this morning, what I'm trying to say is, when you get there in your life and you know this morning, maybe you're saved, but you say, preacher, I need to repent. There's some things in my life that's standing between me and God, and I know that this morning. I want to get it right. I don't want to keep walking this way because I don't have no joy. I don't have no pep. I don't have nothing in my life. Friends, this morning, you get that by repentance and getting where God would have you to be. Look what the Bible says. Then they repented, they received, and look at the third thing. They rejoiced. When you get a clean heart between you and God, clear conscience between you and God, what the Bible says. And by the way, I told Brandon when I took that pill, I said, I think I already feel it. I think. She said, listen, it ain't had time. Just take the pill. Can I say something to you this morning? If you get a hold of Jesus, you'll feel it instantly. I said, boy, it's just good. He checked that blood, that little girl checked that blood, Brittany. She said, I'm a nurse. I'm working on being a nurse, but I'm not real good at it. I said, okay. She said, which arm do you prefer? I said, which one are you best at? Huh? Huh? Somebody here this morning, the Lord's knocking on your heart. He said, I want you in this altar when it's over. I don't care if you come or not. Listen to me. Listen, as a preacher, I don't care if you come or not. I can't worry about you. All I can do is preach the gospel, tell you what the Bible says, and you got to make sure that you make the right choice with it. I can't live your life for you, and you can't live your life for me. I got to live my life for Jesus Christ. But I know there's a hell to pay, and there's a heaven to gain. I know that this morning. I told her, I said, whichever one you do best at. She set me down there, and she rolled that sleeve up. And she said, I'm going to try not to let it hurt. And she went in there. Okay, Mr. Mills, you're done. I said, thank you. This morning, I want you to know if you'll just let God take whatever He wants to take from your life, it won't hurt a bit. It'll be better than it was keeping it in. He says, number one, if you'll repent. Number two, in verse 41, if you'll receive it. receive that forgiveness, receive that grace, receive that word. Man, receive it. You know how many people are hearing me this morning but it's not receiving it? Worried about work tomorrow. What you going to eat for dinner? You hear it, but you don't receive it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay. Repent, receive. If you'll do that, you'll rejoice. The way the Bible says. And all that believed were together. Every one of them was together. And had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. In verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I'm going to close in this. Let me tell you how Christians should be in their life. How they should be happy. When they repent and they receive that blessing, they ought to be like Landry Nola. Landry. You see there? Landry. How are you doing? She's doing good. That little baby's got more, listen to me. She's got a, look at that point in that finger. She's got a smile on her face, a pep in her step. She's got more stuff to complain about if she could than anybody in this building. At her age, what she's been through is between her and God. What y'all been through is between her and the Lord. She's been through a lot, though, at a little bitty age. But I want you to know Friday after I've been studying all week on this word about repenting and get my life full of joy, get back where I need to be with God, get back where God would have me. I want to repent. I want to receive what He has for me. And I want to be happy and rejoice in what God's done. And Friday we got out here and we had that little train running around the parking lot. And these kids, all kind of kids got on it now, a bunch of kids. But Landry stuck out to me. She'd get on that thing and we'd go by all them, and I'd call them this, and y'all get mad. We'd go by the old folks table. That was anybody 30 and over, okay? If you're 30 and over, that puts me in it, so don't get too 30 and over. And we'd go by that table, and this little baby has had a lot going on in her life. She's been flew in a helicopter to Jackson. Every time you turn around, something's wrong. She didn't choose to let that get her down. She'd go by that table with them people, and we'd holler, "Hey," and she'd say. She'd wave all the way by. And I thought, Lord, where's my wave? Lord, where's my shout? Lord, where's the pep that used to be in my step? Lord, where did it used to not matter what I cared what people thought about me? I didn't care if people came or if they went or what they did. I'm just going to preach the truth. Just going to preach the truth. He said, by this shall all men know. True, my disciples, if you have love for one for another, you don't have that if you tell a lie, but if you tell the truth. He said, if you'll repent, you got a choice. If you'll repent, you'll receive what God would have for you. You can walk out of this place this morning rejoicing in what God's did in your life. This morning, if you're sitting under the sound of my voice, and you say, preacher, I know that I'm saved, but I know that I'm not where I used to be. I'm not in the will of God like I should be. That's for you. Repentance ain't only for the lost man. Repentance is for the saved man, woman too, boy or girl. Repentance is something that'll be in the life of a Christian till the day they die. If you're going to stay in fellowship and unity with the believers, we must stay in a place in our life that we stay with a repentant heart between God and all men. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the freedom just to open a Bible. Just open a Bible and preach repentance. When we hear about Jesus, Father, we have a choice. And Lord God, this morning, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you do. Lord God, when we repent, we receive what you have for us. What a blessing. Lord, I pray there's not nobody in here about saved. Lord, I don't pray they're about saved. I pray they're saved. I pray they're saved this morning. They've received that free gift of salvation. And Lord, they can walk out of this place happy. With joy in their heart, no matter what goes on, that they got a home in heaven. Father, I thank you for that formula that you set up, the way that you set up. And it wasn't through a preacher, but it was through my high priest, Jesus Christ. And Lord, this morning, whoever needs to do business with you, I pray, as Peter said, repent And Lord God, this morning, if somebody needs to repent, I pray they get it right this morning before it's everlasting too late. I love you and I thank you. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, amen.